A major renovation at Ohio State's airport at Don Scott Field has transformed the facility. Infrastructure had remained unchanged for more than 70 years. Now it's ready for the next generation of pilots and aviation industry professionals after the final updates were recently made. With me to talk about the new terminal is OSU professor and director of the airport's Center for Aviation Studies, John Horak. Thanks for meeting me here at the airport.
Debbie, thank you for having me.
Why was it so important to build this new facility?
The facility is an important piece of the overall education, research, and experiential learning that we do here at Don Scott Field and our campus here at the airport. It's also the first place and the last place that many people see of Columbus and the Ohio State University when they arrive or depart. And so it's important not only for folks who come that we have a very good impression and we create an impression that's consistent with the stature of the Ohio State University, but also that we have state-of-the-art facilities in terms of our fixed base operations and airplanes and equipment to train our pilots.
How much bigger is this facility than what it used to be?
Well, in terms of square feet, it's many times bigger, but the more important than the square foot size is the capability of the facility and the opportunity for our student pilots and students in aviation to interact with aviation professionals as they go about their job. So a young man or a young woman learning to fly has the opportunity to integrate and speak to, you know, private and commercial pilots who are doing this for a living and share experiences so that they become better aviators and better safety professionals in the aviation industry.
There's an Aviation Learning Center.
Yes, the Aviation Learning Center. This whole facility has been brought about through a gift from the Knowlton Foundation, the Austin E. Knowlton Foundation, and it allows us to train not just those who are going to fly, but those who are going to serve the airline industry across the board, and it's an opportunity to bring together all of the disciplines that aviation requires, and that's customer service, that's logistics, that's management, that's engineering, and of course that's the physical operation of an aircraft as well. That's all put together here in the Learning Center that we have at the airport.
Will more students be able to learn about aviation here than before?
Yes, more students will be able to learn about aviation here, not only students that are enrolled at The Ohio State University, but this is designed to be a very family-friendly environment. We have a very beautiful observation deck upstairs. There's always popcorn, so we encourage people to bring their children or their grandchildren here. It's very hard to get close to airplanes nowadays because of the TSA and security. And Don Scott Field is a place where you can come experience an airplane and flight and pilots up close and not behind, five layers of security that you might have at a commercial airport.
There was talk several years ago about OSU potentially selling the airport. Is that at all an option anymore, or has OSU moved on?
The Ohio State University is making significant investments in aviation and aerospace activities and education. I don't think you're going to see the Ohio State University make these significant investments in the airport and then turn around and sell it. This is really a campus for us where we integrate all of the different disciplines that are required to successfully and safely operate airplanes in the national airspace. And so we're investing here. This is not something that we're looking to discard or sell.
How busy is the airport?
Measured by takeoffs and landings, the airport in Cleveland is busier, and of course John Glenn International here is busier. But then the Ohio State University actually is now third, and that has to do with the number of takeoffs and landings that we have, student pilots and small airplanes. We hold, for example, a safety activity here among college flyers, and on that day we're among the busiest airports in the country with the number of takeoffs and landings we have.
Will there be even more traffic expected in the years to come?
Well, aviation is growing, and so the answer to the question is yes, there will be more traffic. We do not expect at any time that this will be someplace where you can catch a Delta Airlines flight. That's not what this airport is about.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with OSU professor and director of the Center for Aviation Studies at Don Scott Field, John Horak. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much.